joining us right now is Ben Shapiro. If I read Ben's entire resume, we'd be here for a while. Suffice to say, as the editor-in-chief of The Daily Wire, host of The Ben Shapiro Show, one of the top podcasts out there, sadly, went to UCLA, Pamela, so I'll say bear down, you will say...
Go Devils.
Okay. But we're gonna look aside for that for a minute. At least I got a laugh out of Ben. Thanks for joining us. Ben, you're going to be here in Phoenix August 16th at the Comerica Theater. Kind of a live version of your podcast. Is that way I understand it?
Yep. Should be a blast. You can do the live version of the podcast. People can come and listen. And then we're going to do a nice Q&A session, which is always the most fun part. People can stand up and ask questions. And I hope, as always, to get some folks from all sides of the aisle. It's a lot more fun when folks from left and right come together and have, you know, good, solid discussions.
You're certainly not afraid to be challenged.
Yeah, good discussions, you know, are critical, especially this point in time in our country, and especially given the news of the day, Ben. Yeah. The news of at least eight people shot dead at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Another school shooting, the 22nd school shooting this year. My question is, you know, you want people at your show from both sides of the aisle. Why can't both sides of the aisle get together and do something when it comes to school shootings? Why does it seem to be such a political issue?
But there's a fundamental disconnect on whether, you know, certain measures are actually going to help stop school shootings or whether it's too much of an imposition on the liberty of millions of other Americans to, for example, talk about confiscating tremendous numbers of weapons, which is something that I think a few folks on the left have openly proposed. By the way, it is worth noting that, you know, when you talk about 22 school shootings this year, that list actually is not quite as long as all that. It's not to minimize any of these school shootings. Obviously, they're all horrifying and tragic, and we all grieve together for them and need to find solutions. But that list includes like a shooting with a BB gun, an accidental discharge during a safety class. So one of the big problems, I think, is that the media coverage of these shootings in some cases actually exacerbates the shootings. Like when people, one of the things we've done at Daily Wire is we don't actually use the names of shooters because there's good social science data to suggest that future shooters look at that and then they go around trying to imitate that for the press.
I agree with that. We do the same. We don't mention their names.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that there's a lot of stuff that we can do, just us in the media, to try and prevent this stuff. And then when it comes to actual practical measures, we have to figure out, you know, what is the most practical thing that would stop these shootings with the minimum number of rights revoked? Because, yeah, you know, one thing that you could do theoretically is try and confiscate 300 million weapons from Americans. I'm not sure that would achieve the effect that you're trying to achieve. The other thing that you could do is you could harden school security barriers. I mean, this is something I've been promoting for a long time. I went to a private school. It was a Jewish private school. We received a bomb threat probably once every couple of months and had to evacuate the school. And we never had a real security incident because they guarded the kids like you would guard a bank. And okay, it seems to me that you should guard kids like you guard banks. And that would be one place that we can start. The problem is that people are so set on what it is that they want that if they don't get it, they immediately imply that folks on the other side of the aisle don't care about kids, don't want to stop school shootings. Everybody wants to stop school shootings. If we start with that premise, then maybe we can have a real discussion about what would work and what wouldn't.
Yeah. Ben Shapiro, we're talking to right now, editor-in-chief of thedailywire.com, host of The Ben Shapiro Show. Tickets went on sale just about 40 minutes ago here in Arizona.
Selling like hotcakes.
For his show coming up at Comerica Theater on August 16th. And Ben, I want to go off of a little bit of something that you just said there. You know, what would be the most practical way of combating these school shootings? Whether it's 22 or whether it's 2, I don't care. We need to be having some sort
Where
of
is
discussion
the middle ground?
As to what are the practical ways that we can combat this. But isn't it part of the problem that we can't even come up with what the practical ways are because we can't even study gun violence in this country properly?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that there's no question that we need more data about all of these situations. And we also need to wait for the data about particular shootings to come out before we can determine what exactly can be done to stop this school shooting, for example. So people on Twitter immediately jump to, okay, here's my favorite gun control solution, or here's my favorite school protection solution. And they don't wait to find out exactly what exactly happened in the school. So very often you'll have politicians proposing things that they admit would not have stopped a particular shooting, but they suggest will stop school shootings across the board. And they, you can't really do that. We actually have to wait for all the data to come in that at least we have now. I'm not saying wait for future shootings, obviously, but we do need, no question, better data that have been gathered. The question is to whether it should be done through, for example, the Center for Disease Control, I think is an open question, but there's no question that we have the resources on the state and federal level to be looking into the availability of data and finding out what we can do. Again, I think there are certain measures that are pretty obvious that you can do. You can increase the amount of school security. You can hire up a much larger contingent of security people at various school campuses. Start with that just as a prophylactic measure, and then we can start talking about whether gun control is something that's appropriate.
Yeah, fair enough. You can see, read, hear Ben Shapiro practically everywhere, from the Daily Wire to his podcast, to Coming Live, to Comerica Theater. Tickets on sale now for the August 16th show. Playing along with this, Ben, and again, I will acknowledge that every single one of these incidents on a school campus has some uniqueness to it. It is not always, it is not never. This school district, and we learn from it, we know a police officer was injured in the shooting, and this they only have three schools. They have elementary, junior high, and high school. They have a six-man police department for their schools. It appears that at least they took some form of security pretty darn seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously pretty good. It depends on how many students were there. To use my private school analogy from when I was a kid, mm-hmm. our school, which was a boys' school, had approximately 200 students, and I believe we had a 10-man security team
wow.
for that. I mean, if we have to dramatically, you have to think number of officers, you know, per amount of territory, basically, because, and also I think that there's a case to be made that you should be hardening the security barriers around these schools and checking everybody's stuff when they come into the school. Like we do this at TSA. It seems to me that we should be protecting kids the way we protect airplanes, if this is something that we want to do. But there are other measures that we can take too, and those do include measures that border on things like gun control. So for example, I don't think it's a real gun control measure. I think it's more mental health control measure to propose, as David French in National Review has done, that we ought to be having a process by which if somebody is mentally ill or danger to themselves or others, that family members and friends can call law enforcement in, and then there can be a hearing as to whether guns should be removed from the purview of this person.
Have some due process.
Second Amendment rights should be removed.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think with due process, we should be able to take prophylactic action to remove guns from the hands of people who are inherently unstable or inherently dangerous. That seems like something that everybody should be on board for. I'm very skeptical that banning particular types of weapons is actually going to do a whole hell of a lot here. Again, the vast majority of shootings in this country happen with handguns. They don't happen with rifles.
Yeah, you know what, Ben? I'm not for, like, let's ban anything by any way, shape, or form. You know, as a proud gun owner, proud hunter, and a proud Arizonan myself, I'm not for banning anything. But, you know, I'm not saying you, but this hopes and prayers that we hear, this, you know, our hearts go out to and we're with you type of mantra that we keep getting from a variety of different administrations. I mean, it was Clinton, you know, with Columbine. It was Obama with Sandy Hook. It's Trump with Stoneman Douglas and now Santa Fe. Why is it so difficult for our politicians to come together and put, like, value human life over, like, this discussion in talking about weapons?
You know, I think that it's a misnomer to say that the politicians don't care about the kids. I think that there are serious political differences on policy, and that's why it's so hard to boil down the passion that I think everyone feels mm-hmm. to policy. And so I don't want to, you know, sit around thinking politicians don't care about our kids and that's why they're not doing this stuff. All these politicians have kids. I've met a lot of them. You've met a lot of them.
Yeah, sure.
I really don't think there are very many of them that are just sitting around callously going, I don't care if a kid dies. I really need my cash from the NRA. I just don't think that's the case. But that said, are there things that are practical that we could be having open discussions about? Yes. And I agree with you that tweeting hopes and prayers is not a particularly useful thing to do. The only thing that it might be useful in is reminding people that, guys, we're all on the same side here. Mm. Now, this is the part of the debate that always drives me crazy, is that you see a shooting like this happen, and then I will suggest a solution and someone else will disagree with my solution. And then the implication is, if they disagree with my solution, it's because I don't care enough about the kids, because if I really cared about the kids, I would agree with them. And that is a nastiness that is not going to allow you to come to a solution. It prevents solutions from happening.